This is GPB Atlanta. I'm Leah Fleming. There's a lot going on in our country right now that is causing a lot of emotional strain on people, particularly Black and Brown people. So this is a good time to talk about it, as it is National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. More on the history of that in just a moment. While May is Mental Health Awareness Month, July is set aside to deal with the stigma that is often associated with mental illness and depression, particularly in communities of color. Several entertainers have recently spoken publicly about reaching out for therapy, including Jay-Z. He spoke about how he got over the stigma on CNN's Van Jones Show.
Well, as you grow, you realize the ridiculousness of the stigma attached to it. It's like, what? You just talk to someone about your problems.
Jay-Z goes on to say that children need mental health care, especially with all of the trauma of youth experiences that many face. Back in 2016, I was in Macon at the time, and I took a closer look at the stigma of reaching out for mental health care in the Black community. Here's that story now.
In many communities, there's a conversation that is taking place in Black churches, book clubs, and sorority meetings. And Linda Wharton Boyd is thrilled about it.
I think that the focus on minority mental health is so key to our existence as a community. I think as we go in and get our physical checkup, we need to get a mental checkup as well. And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Wharton Boyd, along with her friend, the late author B.B. Moore Campbell, felt so strongly about the conversation that they work with the U.S. House of Representatives on legislation to create an official Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, which is acknowledged each July. But as Wharton Boyd and others are aware, the conversation about feeling, quote unquote, off or a family member being off doesn't happen too often in Black homes. For many people of color, it's just not something to be spoken of. Algie Lawrence is a 65-year-old African-American man who knows about that feeling of being off. As he sits in his sunny downtown apartment, he finds it easier to talk about his drug use than what a mental health crisis looked like in his life.
I was working. I was had a family. And when I got on drugs, my home started going down. My family started falling apart. I started disrespecting my wife. And then they knew something was wrong. My mother even had the sheriff them come out there and take me to Central State.
Central State is Georgia's first and largest psychiatric hospital. Lawrence would go there from time to time after an incident and stay for a few days. He also went to jail from time to time. But it was there that he would finally get the help he needed. He wrote a letter to Bibb County's mental health court asking for help.
Good afternoon, everyone.
This is Mental Health Court in Macon. Judge Verda Colvin is on the bench today. Before her is another man's case. Mr. Brooks, just like Algie Lawrence, is in the program at Mental Health Court. However, Mr. Brooks was recently arrested again for a violent crime, so he's become ineligible for the program. But his mother, Ms. Brooks, is pleading her son's case to Judge Colvin, who says she may advocate for him to go to an inpatient treatment facility instead of prison.
No, you don't have to apologize. Stop apologizing. And don't make excuses for Mr. Brooks. I understand he's sick. But guess what, Ms. Brooks? Mr. Brooks knows he's sick. He knows that.
He knows it.
Mr. Brooks, your mom is crying her heart out. Care about her enough to take care of yourself. Okay, then. Well, guess what? If we get this space for you, you go and you go happy.
It's that tough love from the bench that Algie Lawrence says helped him begin to put his life back together. If Lawrence continues to get treatment for his schizophrenia, stay drug-free, and does not commit any more crime, his legal troubles will be settled, and he can continue to rebuild his life. While no one wants to criminalize mental illness, Colvin says the criminal justice system has been a powerful way to get some people dealing with their mental illness.
I see the majority of our participants, and they're African American. And typically, most of them don't have the financial resources to have done anything of their own. So, but for them coming into the purview of the judicial system, they may have never gotten the help they needed.
Wharton Boyd says because of Mental Health Court and a month targeting mental health among people of color, she's now seeing mental health beginning to take a front seat and not a back seat. But she continues to challenge mental health professionals to remember the diverse needs of racial and ethnic minorities.
For more on Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, please visit gpbnews.org. By the way, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number is 800-273-8255. And they do speak Spanish, and they can assist the deaf and hard of hearing. This is GPB Atlanta.
Trying to weather the storm. I thought that black cloud was gone. It's been beside me all along, not the song. I want to sit in silence, don't speak for a minute. Tired of being strong, please let me be weak for a minute. Kind of thought that my disease tried to kill your man first. It was easy to get my hands on 30 milligram perks worse. She said you're going through a lot. I'm hoping you ain't in the grave and dead, because not too many people know your brain's a mess. Who knew that she was keeping track of it all? I wrote back LOL, but wasn't laughing at all. I ain't tell her just the other day that gun was in my lap, pen and pad in my hand, and I was writing the note. Didn't get far, as soon as I wrote down mom, I just stopped. Couldn't lie to her, couldn't figure out how to say bye to her, couldn't explain the why to her, couldn't picture her getting.